Hey, girl, what's up with you?
Wait a minute, is this the right number?
It's, the Loser Line.
Come on, just call me back.
If you haven't heard the Loser Line before, it works like this. Let's say a guy approaches you while you're out at the club and uses this charming pickup line on you.
Hi there, sweetness. Oh. I just want you to know, if you were a booger, I'd pick you first.
Ew, stop, Jeffrey.
Salty and sweet, just like you.
Stop it.
If that happens, step one, resist the urge to spit your gum straight into his mouth.
Ew.
Step two, try really hard to tell him he's very funny and you guys should hang out so you can pick his nose, too.
Too far.
And that's when you give him the number to the Loser Line. So hopefully he leaves an awkward voicemail that we can play on the air. Voicemails like this one.
Next message.
Hey, Tony, it's just on the other night. I've been sitting here waiting by the phone for your call. Remember the fun, sexy things I said I want to do to you? It sounds something like this. Oh, yeah, baby. I can't wait to get with you. Bye.
Next message.
That sounds like the worst whatever that was trying to do.
She didn't clarify what the fun, sexy things were for me. Left more questions than answers.
Why do I picture that woman having no teeth when she's leaving that message?
Next message.
Bonjour, Stacy. Francois calling from the Starbucks. So you give me. Yeah, Stacy, this is the guy who just met the Starbucks, French guy. I'm not French. You're really attractive, and I was just kind of super intimidated and heard you talking about opera or something, and I thought, oh, I think French people like opera, or I don't know. But if I was French, I'd say something like, your eyes, they sparkle like the Eiffel Tower. At the top of every hour. Yeah, something like that. So, I don't know, give me a call. And maybe we'll go out for baguettes. I don't know.
Baguettes!
Okay, bye.
Next message.
I like how he just thinks rhyming a word. And the tower, every hour.
When she met him, she was kind of like...
He just thought he was so smooth, busting out the friend. Is that a normal self-defense mechanism when guys get nervous to suddenly burst into a different language?
I mean, the thing is, if he would have just been himself, he probably would have gotten her phone number.
But yeah.
You know what? Not a woman in the world that's turned down a big baguette.
Yeah.
Now I have a baguette for you.
You can go Lady and the Tramp on a baguette with that
guy.
Remember, you can get the special Loser Line number if you text the word loser, L-O-S-E-R, to 78592. Give it out to someone, and hopefully they can call us and leave a voicemail.
In French.
Maybe in French.
I don't know if that was French.
Or possibly like this one.
Next message.
Oh, I can't believe you didn't pick up. Oh my God, you got to call me back. So you remember me telling you when I put that GPS tracker on my ex-boyfriend's truck? Oh my God, it's so brilliant, right? Okay, so he just popped up. He's at a Subway just across town. And I would go by myself and I would do something right now. But I've kind of actually been caught by the police and arrested a couple of times. So I just need you to get here really quickly before he leaves so that you can key his car. I even have a screwdriver if you want to borrow it. And I can show you exactly where to key it because I actually already keyed the other side. So there's a perfect spot. It's just waiting.
Oh my God.
Aww.
We need to turn her into the police.
No.
No,
that was cute, Brooke.
That is not.
Yeah, you know, some couples, they go to a park and they carve their initials into a tree. Other couples go to their ex-boyfriend's truck and carve their initials into the side of that.
And that's how you teach a guy to never cheat on you.
That is what?
That's how you teach a guy that you're crazy. And it's good that he left you, okay?
I'll tell you, men like a little bit of crazy.
They do.
They do.
Girl, go with, like, Revenge Bod or something.
Well, surprisingly, she didn't get a call back from that guy, obviously.
Psycho.
But she did call back to the Loser Line one more time and left another message.
Let's hear that.
Next message.
Okay, so you didn't call me back in time and he's already left, but he just popped up again and he's at this bar and he's such a big drinker. He's going to be there forever. If you can just get here where I am, we can let the air out of his tires. We can even f*** up his windshield. How about that?
Oh, I know.
Do you know how to hotwire a car? You can do that, right?
What?
Oh my God, I forgot. This is a message. You're not even on phone. Hurry, hurry, please call me back.
Next message.
Oh, my God.
Now she wants to steal it.
She's so high. She's the worst criminal
ever.
I
like her energy.
She's just calling random numbers and confessing to everything she's about to do.
I'm just worried she called a third time, and she's like, oh, my God, let's kill him. Oh, my God, I got a knife. Have you ever used a knife before?
I've got a gallon of gasoline and some matches. Let's just go wild. I can't wait.
Next message.
Hey, Bianca, what's up? Listen. Had a great time meeting you tonight. I got a great idea. How about if you're free this weekend, I send my dad's helicopter over, okay? Whoa. Pick you up. Probably never had a helicopter pick you up for a date, right? Oh. Once you get in, it'll fly you to my dad's private rooftop restaurant, or we can overlook the city. Obviously, I'll take care of all the expenses. Or, well, actually, my dad will, but it's all of our money. It'll be my money when he dies, right? Also, I'm thinking it'll be nice to have a little entertainment during the meal. Wouldn't you say? So, you know, the Blue Man Group, you know, the blue guys from Vegas, obviously, of course, you know them. So my dad has a connection, and we can get two of them to perform for us while we eat. Imagine two blue guys dancing around us. So let me know, though, by tonight, because obviously I've got other people that I could take. So I'd love to take you. I just have to run it by my dad's secretary so we can get all this stuff up. So let me know. All right, gorgeous?
Next message.
Okay, my jaw has dropped. I don't even want him. I want the dad.
Now. I just want to date the dad.
Yeah.
How awkward is two men from the Blue Man Group
better
dancing
than
around
none.
You?
And dude, they like hardcore drum, too.
Yeah. When they like explode stuff.
Oh, yeah.
It's a very loud show.
Just one guy playing the PVC pipe and the other one smashing watermelons on the floor. Yeah. That's a romantic dinner, Brooke.
I love you.
Yeah.
He won't talk to you.
That's a good point.
Listen to the Loser Line regularly at this time every week. It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.